Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This is Stuart Venner. I tell it as I see it, and I see it as it is.
It was interesting, but it was also stupid.
Folks, welcome to the show. This is Stuart Venner. We've got a really cool show in store for you this week. First, we're speaking to Charlie Seltzer. Charlie is a medical doctor and an expert on weight loss. He's got some very important information for all of us. We're also speaking to Dominic DePetrillo. Dominic is head of the Alzheimer's Family Organization, and we're going to learn all about Alzheimer's. Did I say Alzheimer's? Well, I forgot. I'm sorry. We're also speaking to Laurie Itkin. She's a financial planner who's known as the Options Lady. We're also speaking to Josie Milner. Josie is a 17-year-old country music star, and she's really going to go far. I think you're going to love listening to her. And finally, we have Jason Dowd's Holly Weird Report. Please stay tuned. I know you're going to love it. We've got a really interesting and great guest on the line. We're talking to Dr. Charlie Seltzer. Dr. Charlie is a weight loss and anti-aging physician in Philadelphia, and he specializes in helping people with obesity, and I think he has kind of a unique practice because he has a full, I guess, gym, I think, in his practice, don't you, Charlie?
Well, it's a little fitness studio.
Okay. Tell us about what you do.
Well, I help people feel better. The first question I ask when people come in is, what don't you like about your body or about your life? And they will generally tell me something, and I work to fix it. So most of the people I see do want to lose at least 5 or 10 pounds, although I do have some patients who actually want to gain muscle weight.
Really?
And then we tailor a program to help them do that, and we address the whole picture. So we look at sleep, we look at nutrition, we look at exercise, we look at metabolic problems, we look at the medical aspect of it, but also the psychological and the societal aspect.
Well, you're actually a doctor, a real doctor.
Yes. I'm a medical doctor. I'm board certified in internal medicine and obesity medicine.
Now, I think just recently, didn't obesity become an actual disease?
Yeah, there was always a code for it, but the American Medical Association now recognizes it as a disease, which has potential theoretical implications, although I doubt in practice it's going to make that much of a difference one way or the other.
Well, it should be, I imagine, be able to help your business as medical insurance, I imagine, covers diseases.
Well,
where it just doesn't cover fat people before.
We don't participate with insurance companies. The reimbursements that we would get are significantly lower than we would need to spend the time I need to with the patient. So
I
spend 45 minutes or an hour with a new patient at least, whereas if I was billing through insurance companies, I would need to see 5 or 6 patients in an hour, which I think is one of the problems with the medical system as it is. Because the primary care doctors are so rushed and specialists are so rushed to see so many patients that they can't do any real good except for masking symptoms with medication.
Now, as a doctor, of course, you can prescribe medicine and you can do things that just a normal gymnasium couldn't do or fitness.
Yes.
But do you use drugs or do you believe in more of a holistic or more nutritional approach?
I believe in both.
I
think that losing body fat is a very, very difficult thing to do, and I will be willing to use any tool at our disposal or my disposal to do it, and sometimes that does include appetite suppressant drugs. I use them responsibly. I don't use them indiscriminately and always as a short-term bridge just to help people ingrain their lifestyle habits.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I remember a few years ago there was something out that I think turned out to be a disaster, that Fen-Phen, if I remember right.
If Fen-Phen was a combination of phentermine, which is a wonderful appetite suppressant, first introduced to market in the late 50s,
right.
As well as something called fenfluramine, as it turns out, the fenfluramine was the culprit in the heart problems and the lung problems associated with the Fen-Phen combo. Unfortunately, that turned a lot of people off to the use of phentermine, which is a great appetite suppression drug with a wonderful safety and efficacy profile.
And, of course, all the drugs and medicine, nothing is probably better than exercise and good nutrition.
Absolutely. And always, all other things being equal, I will always not use medication versus using medication. But there are certain conditions that I uncover that other doctors might not have looked for. Like, we see thyroid disease in patients that have been missed before. We see low testosterone. We see high estrogen levels for women in relation to progesterone levels. And sometimes balancing hormones can be really helpful as well.
So exercise can help that, too.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good. I personally have a pretty healthy diet. I eat fat back, bacon. I don't eat vegetables.
That's a wonderful diet. Dr. Atkins, be
and
proud
I've never been sick a day in my life. Maybe I've got some good genes. But I don't recommend that to people.
Now, you're in Philadelphia, aren't you?
Yes.
And Dr. Charlie, if people want to come and see you, how can they do that and learn more about you?
They can go to my website, which is limitlesslongevity.com, and I do a free 15-minute consultation. I also see a lot of patients over Skype. One of my most successful patients I only met in person one time. She lives in California.
So wherever you are in the country, they can actually take advantage of what you have to offer.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
That is wonderful.
Not geographically bound anymore in the era of modern technology.
That's true. You really don't have to be there. You can do so much with the Internet today. And you personally, I'm just reading a little bit about you. You've lost about 70 pounds yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, I was really fat at one point in my life. I had struggled with my weight from the time I was in grade school up until my late 20s. I would get myself down into the 160s, and I'd balloon immediately back up to 230 or 240, and then I'd bring it back down. So I tried every fad diet out there and every fad exercise program until I realized that none of them work, and that insight, I think, helps me relate to patients because I went through the same struggles, and in a way, I still do.
What do you think about something like the Atkins diet, which I think was the old Canadian Air Force diet, if I remember right?
The research doesn't support its safety and effectiveness. But at the same time, I would be hesitant to tell somebody not to do it if they'd used it successfully and kept the weight off. And that's the problem. Everyone can lose weight doing the Atkins diet. The question is it maintainable? For most people, it's not.
I see.
In fact, I get patients who say, well, the Atkins diet works for me. I lost 30 pounds 7 times. I'm like, okay, well, that tells me that it's not working for you.
No, I mean, 6 times they ballooned up again.
Yeah. It has to be maintainable. And diets that completely eliminate or drastically reduce a particular food or food group are generally not maintainable over the long run.
Well, I had a friend whose sister came out to visit us one day, and we were going out to brunch, and he said that his sister was a vegetarian. And she was a big fat girl. I said, hey, you get so fat eating vegetables. But she did.
There's a lot of the vegetarian foods can be really high in calories. Same thing with vegan or gluten-free.
Really?
Not vegan, I'm sorry. Yeah, gluten. A lot of gluten-free foods are very, very laden in calories, and people will try these gluten-free diets expecting to lose weight and will actually gain weight. And
plus, it tastes horrible.
Skittles are gluten-free.
Man, it tastes just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dr. Charlie, you were great to have, and I think people have learned a lot. Again, what could you tell everyone your website?
Sure, it's limitlesslongevity.com.
Limitlesslongevity.com. And
wherever
you are in the country, if you're suffering with obesity.
And you can follow me on Twitter, too.
Okay, and this is the man you need to talk to, because he is a true doctor, and he can treat you with every method that is available, not just someone who can just give you vegetables or vitamins, because sometimes some of the vitamins might be dangerous, really. Isn't that true?
Yes, that's correct. I actually wrote an article for BuiltClean.com about whether you should take a multivitamin or not.
Makes a lot of sense because they're not regulated by the FDA.
And there's not a whole lot of evidence that taking a regular run-of-the-mill multivitamin is helpful for most people.
Too much
of anything can be harmful. Too much water can kill you. Certainly too many,
really?
Too much of a certain vitamin can kill you.
That's interesting. Well, Dr. Charlie, thank you again for coming on the show. And everyone out there, it's limitlesslongevity.com, right?
Yep, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Are you in the terrible position of owing more than your real estate is worth? It just doesn't make sense to throw more good money after bad. At some point, it does make good sense to cut your losses. Don't count on failed government programs that in the end make your problem even worse. We are years away from a housing recovery. Disposing of it incorrectly could create disastrous tax consequences and ruin your credit. You could even pay income tax on the lender's loss. I'm Stuart Venner, president of the Wilshire Holding Group. With over 18 years' experience, we have the proven solution to your problem. A way to dispose of that upside-down property without incurring tax liability and minimize any negative credit. Don't walk away from the property. Call us first. Go to realtycrisis.com or call 877-94-HELP-ME. That's realtycrisis.com, realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Don't lie awake nights worrying, we're here to help you. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend a presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
Folks, welcome back to the show. I've got a really important and great guest online. We're speaking to Dominic DePetrillo. Dominic is the executive director of the Alzheimer's Family Organization. He's headquartered in Pasco County in Newport Richey, Florida. Dominic, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
It's my pleasure. I know what an important job you're doing on a very serious illness. Could you tell us a little bit about Alzheimer's and dementia?
Basically, Alzheimer's is a disease, and it's a type of dementia. There are more than 70 different types of dementia, and Alzheimer's is the most prevalent, about 50 to 60%. It starts off very slowly with confusion. Anxiety is involved, and start memory loss.
So it seems to me that people I've seen with Alzheimer's seem to remember old things in the past, but have a lot of trouble with the present.
Exactly. It's the short-term memory that loses the ability.
So at least one thing, you get to always meet new people.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I say you're always meeting new people. That's good.
Well, it's good to keep a light attitude when you're dealing with an adverse condition, but it's really serious.
I know it is.
Yeah, as the disease progresses, not only you're going to forget your short-term memory, but you'll forget names of individuals that you've known for years, and it will even progress to a point where you forget family members, and that's sad for them.
It is.
You can imagine your mom or your dad not recognizing you anymore.
Something I've noticed, just from personal observation, a good friend of mine, for example, his mother has since passed, but she was the sweetest little lady that you'd ever known in your life. And she got advanced Alzheimer's, and from this nice, sweet, kind lady, she became a terrorist. I mean, her personality went completely the opposite.
Yeah, that can happen, personality change. You can have a sweet little old lady, and then for some reason they start cursing like a sailor on.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, it can be very very difficult for the family to try to help the individual when they're being verbally or physically abused.
That's
right. We have a card called Pardon My Companion card, and that's if you go out to dinner and all of a sudden the patient might jump up and say, this person here is abusing me, is yelling at me, is causing problems. If you can hand that card to the staff to let them understand that this person who's making the accusations may not really be valid.
That's a good idea, because that could cause legal repercussions for the innocent party.
Absolutely.
How did you get involved and so dedicated to this, Dominic?
Well, back in 1988, when my dad passed away, my mom came to live with us, and we had noticed that she was being forgetful and such. But being involved with her on a daily basis rather than once or twice a week, we noticed more and more that there was less that she was able to continue to do. She was a fantastic cook, and she would forget the various ingredients to the dishes that she was cooking.
Uh-huh.
She'd leave the stove on.
That could be kind of dangerous.
She was accusing my children of taking items from her, jewelry and such. So I became more and more concerned, and as time went on, we had her diagnosed as much as we could at that time. Back in the 80s, there wasn't much to know about Alzheimer's disease. And we eventually were not able to leave her alone at home.
Sure.
So there was always someone there to be with her.
Are there some good medical strides happening? I mean, is there medicine? Are there things that are really helping cure this or arrest it?
Well, there are four drugs that are available now, and some of them can be helpful to some of the patients. But the biggest thing for our organization, our mission statement is to try to assist the caregivers. And as you mentioned, respite care, that's one of our primary goals, to allow the caregiver a short time away from the situation. It's not a lot of money. It's only $500 per patient per year. But if you have a situation where you just need to get away, this is an opportunity. And
I think that is so important, because aside from, you know, helping and trying to cure the patient, it's devastating for the caregiver and for the family member that's trying to deal with this.
There's pressure and stress upon them. And when you stop and think, the patient may be in their 60s or 70s or 80s, and if they're cared for by a spouse of a similar age, not only are they trying to deal with their own physical abilities, but now they're taking on the task of the patient. And it
could be pretty taxing, I imagine. Dominic, can you tell everyone how they could get to your website, learn more about you, and perhaps and hopefully donate to help this cause, because it's certainly a worthy one?
Great. I appreciate that. Our website is www.alzheimers, I'll spell ALZHEIMERS, family.org, alzheimersfamily.org.
Well, I can't think of a more worthy cause. And also, for listeners out there, we have a link to his website on our website for our radio show. And, you know, I think I told you once before that my wife accuses me of having Alzheimer's, but I know that's not true. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
You're a very funny man.
Dominic, though, in all seriousness, this is a great and important cause, and you're doing invaluable and fabulous work, and I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for the opportunity to reach out to people to let them know who we are and what we can do to try to help.
I will. And again, we've just been speaking to Dominic DiPetrillo from the Alzheimer's Family Organization. And everyone, I urge you to go to alzheimersfamily.org. And whatever you have to give, I'm sure they'll appreciate any amount. The more, the better. But whatever it is, they'll be appreciated.
Absolutely.
Dominic, thank you so much.
Thank you, Stuart. You have a wonderful day.
You too, my friend.
Are you in the terrible position of owing more than your real estate is worth? It just doesn't make sense to throw more good money after bad. At some point, it does make good sense to cut your losses. Don't count on failed government programs that in the end make your problem even worse. We are years away from a housing recovery. Disposing of it incorrectly could create disastrous tax consequences and ruin your credit. You could even pay income tax on the lender's loss. I'm Stuart Venner, president of the Wilshire Holding Group. With over 18 years' experience, we have the proven solution to your problem. A way to dispose of that upside-down property without incurring tax liability and minimize any negative credit. Don't walk away from the property. Call us first. Go to realtycrisis.com or call 877-94-HELP-ME. That's realtycrisis.com, realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Don't lie awake nights worrying. We're here to help you. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME.
Are you stuck with a timeshare?
Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
Welcome back to the show. I've got a great guest on the phone. We're going to be speaking to Lori Itkin. Lori is known as the options lady. Now, we're not talking about her sexual preferences. She's an expert in stock and options trading. She's a coach and an investment advisor. Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stuart.
I was just teasing you at the intro.
I understand, but hey, I thought it was very funny.
Thank you. Well, tell us a little bit about what you do, because I think it's a fascinating field that you're in.
Thank you. You know, I'm an investment advisor with a twist. I'll manage your money for a fee, but what really sets me apart is that I actually educate my clients on how to use stock and options trading techniques so that if they come to a point in their life where they have the time or the inclination to manage their own money, they will be empowered to do so and not have to pay anyone to do it for them. That's really my goal.
That is wonderful, because I know there's so many managers out there that just want to keep churning, and every time a trade is made, I guess they make a little fee, but that's really not the best interests of the client.
Right, and smaller firms like us, and I'm with Coastwise Capital Group in La Jolla, California, you know, we have a fiduciary duty to do what's in the best interest of the client. We're not trying to sell you products. We're not trying to sell you mutual funds or annuities.
That's wonderful. So you're really looking to help these people. How long have you been doing this, Lori?
Well, this is a second career for me. I actually spent 20 years in public policy, and I actually started out, I went to the Wharton School at University of Pennsylvania. I did get my degree in finance. I worked on the options exchange in Chicago early on, and then serendipity took hold. But what I've been doing for 20 years is at age 24, I bought my first shares of stock with $1,600 that my grandmother had left me as an inheritance. And I built a $1 million portfolio before I was 40. And I did it myself, and now I educate other people how they can do it too.
So you took a teeny little inheritance and became a millionaire.
Right, but however, it's not that easy. Sure, investing, you have to take risk. I believe you have to have your money in the market. I think stocks over time, the history and the data doesn't lie. You know, over time,
yes,
you're going to get a better return than in bonds or in cash. But what I try to tell people is that no one likes to hear this, but it's the truth. You have to live below your means. So when your income increases, you become more successful in your career, like what happened to me, you have to put a larger and larger percentage of your paycheck into retirement vehicles and into a brokerage account.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I deal in a lot of real estate and real estate-related activities. And so many people that got us into this mess today, young families just wanted that mansion on the hill. And they just weren't willing to start where you're supposed to start.
Right, they bought more house than they can
afford.
Absolutely. But on the flip side of that, I know so many women in their 40s and 50s. You know, they're sick of working to get a paycheck. You know, working by getting a paycheck, and they want to start their own businesses, and they have no funds as a net to do that, and they're keeping hundreds of thousands of dollars, earning less than 1% in a money market.
That's
very
right.
Nothing. And if you look, Stuart, you look from January 1st
money,
of this
really.
Year.
You're losing
well,
money.
Well, you are losing money to inflation. And the market is up 18 to 20% this year alone, okay? If you had $100,000 and you'd put it in one instrument, the S&P 500, an exchange-traded fund, you would have $18,000 to $20,000 in your pocket today extra.
That is wonderful. What brought you to La Jolla? It's such a beautiful part of the country.
Well, I actually came to San Diego for a job when I was 30 years old, and that's where I was. I came out to head up government relations for a wireless company that was headquartered in San Diego. But I've lived, you know, all over the country for my career. That's what I was doing when I was younger. I was mobile, moving for the next career opportunity, and investing all along.
Well, you're probably living in the best climate in the country today.
It is beautiful.
I have kind of a philosophy, kind of a formula I use for investing in stocks. A very good friend of mine, he's head of the Certified Senior Guidance Association, Fred Claridge, and he's on the phone of the show very regularly. But Fred is a very active trader. I mean, he trades stocks all day long. And I find that whenever he sells something, I buy it. And whenever he buys something, I sell it. And that is absolutely the way to be successful.
Well, you know, there's different ways to trade. There's investing and there's trading.
I'm just joking about that.
I mean, that's what people say. There's somebody on every other side of the trade. But a lot of people think trading stocks and options, you know, is risky. But it doesn't have to be. It depends how you use it. I always like to say, you know, that old adage, guns don't kill people, people kill people.
That's
well,
right.
Options don't kill people. It's how you use them.
Are but they can be highly risky, can't they? I mean, you're...
They can. If
you can get sold out without knowing what happened to you.
Excuse me?
I mean, you can get sold out before you even know it, if a little dip in the market.
Well, it just depends. If you're using them for leverage, like that old thing about the house you can't afford, but
right.
What we do is we actually sell options to generate income and provide some downside protection on a stock portfolio. So we're using options in a very conservative way. And in fact, the strategies that we use can be used in your retirement accounts and any type of IRA you have. Whereas the aggressive option strategies cannot be used in those accounts because they are so risky and volatile.
They are. And, you know, I know so many brokers are trying to sell these life insurance annuities, but I think those can carry even higher risk.
I'm very concerned when I see a young person in an annuity. I mean, in fact, the one woman, she just turned 50, she came to me and she has this annuity that she just got into. It's paying a 1% dividend. And I just told her, you know, you are, because you're so fearful of losing money and you don't want to take risk, this insurance company is making a lot of money on your money. You should
That's
be
right.
making a lot
doing
of money on your money.
The insurance company is doing what you would have done for her.
Exactly.
Exactly. Do you deal with the commodities?
Only as so far as they relate to exchange-traded funds. So, for instance, and for the listeners, exchange-traded funds have a similar diversification as mutual funds, but they're traded like a stock. So if you want to have an investment in gold or silver, you can actually go into your brokerage account and buy an ETF like GLD or GDX,
right.
Gold or the gold miners. And it's traded like a stock. You're in, you're out, whenever you want to be. It's highly liquid.
Like a REIT, or real estate investment trust.
Well, and those are very popular right now because they're yielding so much, although they have dropped in price recently because of everyone's fear about what Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is going to do with monetary policy.
Well, he's going to raise interest. It has to happen.
I agree with you, Stuart. It has to happen.
They cannot keep putting 80-something billion dollars a month into mortgage-backed securities and printing money. It can't happen forever.
I agree. And the people that are in bonds right now, because they think it's safe, what's going to happen is when these interest rates start to rise, the value of the bond portfolios will go down.
That's exactly right. And then what's going to happen to the people that barely qualified for a mortgage today when they can't sell their house? And how are they going to buy the new credit? It's very scary ahead of us.
It is very scary. It is very scary. And I always like to say that low interest rates are great when you're trying to borrow money, when you're trying to refinance your mortgage, but they are very bad for savers, low interest
yes,
rates.
And so many senior citizens that are relying on their savings are just They need you or someone like you, that's for sure.
Well, and a lot of senior citizens are actually, believe it or not, using conservative option strategies. They will trade covered calls, right? Covered calls. So if you have 100 shares of stock, you can sell a call option, and you'll generate not only dividend income off that stock, you'll generate a call option premium. So a lot of retirees who are not finding good yield in bonds are spending more money and investing in equities, but protecting themselves and generating income by selling call options against that stock.
Lori, this is very enlightening. Can you tell the folks out there how they could learn more about you and contact you?
Absolutely. So I'm Lori Itkin, the Options Lady, and you can go to my website, theoptionslady.com, and that's theoptionslady.com.
That's terrific. OPTIONSLADY.com. And I think everybody that has a little money to invest should owe it to themselves to go to Lori's website, and this lady knows what she's talking about. Lori, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Are you in the terrible position of owing more than your real estate is worth? It just doesn't make sense to throw more good money after bad. At some point, it does make good sense to cut your losses. Don't count on failed government programs that in the end make your problem even worse. We are years away from a housing recovery. Disposing of it incorrectly could create disastrous tax consequences and ruin your credit. You could even pay income tax on the lender's loss. I'm Stuart Venner, president of the Wilshire Holding Group. With over 18 years experience, we have the proven solution to your problem. A way to dispose of that upside down property without incurring tax liability and minimize any negative credit. Don't walk away from the property. Call us first. Go to realtycrisis.com or call 877-94-HELP-ME. That's realtycrisis.com, realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Don't lie awake nights worrying. We're here to help you. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
Am I not pretty enough? Is my heart too broken? Do I cry too much? Am I too outspoken? Try hard not to break.
folks, you've just been listening to a really up-and-coming great country western singer, Josie Milner. Josie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
You've got quite a career ahead of you, Angie, and you're just 17 years old.
I do. I hope I do, at least.
Well, I was listening to your music, and we were just playing a little bit of it before I introduced you, and you're really good. Tell us about your singing and how you got started doing this.
Well, I've pretty much been singing growing up. It's what I was always doing. And whenever I was three, I told my parents I'd hear them on the radio someday. And so, you know, whenever we were out doing anything, I was either listening to the radio or singing along in my head or humming or something to do with singing. But I did rodeo for 8 years before I got into my music.
Uh-huh.
And at my rodeos, I would sing the national anthem. And so it was kind of something that's where it kind of started. But then I really didn't get focused into music until about 2.5 years ago now. I was invited to sing at the National Steel Guitar Convention in St. Louis. And I never had experience like that. I had never really performed on stage, and so it was very new for me. And after I got done, I had some people coming up and talking to me about the talent I had, and I needed to kind of think about it seriously. And Leona Williams, who is an independent country music artist, and she's pretty well known.
Was it scared?
Was
the first time you went on stage, were you scared?
Honestly, I wasn't. I walked up and was like, hey, this is nice. I like this.
And you loved it. I think you were born for it. And you have your own band, too, don't you?
I do, yes. That's when I got home from the steel guitar convention, I talked to my parents and I told them I wanted to think seriously about it. And so I got a band together, and that's when I started playing out. So I go to the studio and started getting really serious with this career. And it's just gone crazy ever since.
Have you, you have records out?
I have a couple songs out. I haven't released an actual CD or any of that. We're in the process of working on my EP. We're hoping for it to already been done, but there's been a lot of times where our schedules in the studio hasn't worked out. And so we're hoping it'll be done by the end of the year.
That is wonderful. Is your music original, or are you playing other people's songs? What are you playing, singing primarily?
Whenever I play with my band, it's primarily covers. I have a couple originals that people have sent to me for me to cover, but for right now, it's mainly covers. We are getting originals to put on my EP.
Well, I wrote a country song a number of years ago, and I would love to have you record it. It's called Don't Pick Your Nose in My Pickup Truck, because my pickup ain't for picking.
I like it.
You do? You'd be the only person that does like it. You play guitar, too, don't you?
I am learning, yes. I've whenever I have the extra time with me, I'll pick it up and try working on it. I am the smart one that I am. I jammed my finger last week. I shut the door on my hand. I'm not able to play it right now.
When you're such a good singer, all you what you really need is just a good backup band, and I think you got that.
Yeah.
Did you take any singing lessons, or are you really self-taught?
I am self-taught. Whenever I was 13, I took vocal lessons for about half a year. And that's all I've ever done. I haven't really had any serious training, so I'm self-taught.
That's okay. My mother was a professional singer a long time ago. In fact, she was actually a backup singer for Kate Smith. And after 9/11, I would hear her all the time because they were always playing God Bless America.
Oh!
And that was Kate Smith's big number, and she was her first backup. You've been playing, and they're playing your music all over the world, aren't they?
They are, yes. Whenever I released my single, Dead Flowers, it was played in several different countries, played in Belgium, Japan, Australia, Germany, and many different countries, and it was so crazy for me. I couldn't believe it. I was so excited.
And you're country, but you're also a little bit of rock and roll, too, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I grew up listening to the country, so that's really what I like to stick to. But whenever we're playing out and having fun, we throw in some old classic songs like I Hate Myself for Loving You or Hit Me With Your Best Shot. And I have a version of Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks that I do that's so kind of country-fied it and made it my own. So.
And do you think you need to get to California or Nashville or someplace to get yourself really out there? Or can you do it where you are?
I feel like with how my career is going right now, I've been to Nashville, of course, to just go down and see it because it is music city of the world.
Yes, it
is. And so I've been down there a couple times, but I feel like where I'm at right now and the name I'm making of myself from where I'm at. I don't need to go to Nashville. I don't need to go to California where all the music is being heard, because people are hearing my music where I'm at right now. So I'm doing pretty good where I am, and you know, with things how they are right now, I expect them to completely keep going how they are, and if they do keep going how they are, it's going to be amazing.
And what are your long-range goals?
My long-range goals, of course, with being in the career, I want spotlight. You know, I think it's everyone in the career is kind of something we want. But I just want to be able to wake up and, you know, maybe hear my music on the radio and have people contact me like, hey, we love your songs, and, you know, be able to play in front of thousands and thousands of people and, you know, just be kind of recognized for my music and how much I love it and how much I love doing it. So if I'm never in the part where I'm in the magazines or if I'm on TV, I think I'll be okay, just as long as people know what I'm doing and enjoy what I'm doing, and I enjoy what I'm doing, and they truly understand how much I love this career, I think I'll be good.
Well, I think you are real good, and I was listening to your music, and you've got an amazing voice, and your style, I think you're just great. And the little bit of fatherly advice, unless you're really a great songwriter, find good songwriters, because most... I think where most of these bands go wrong is even they got some talented people, but they write the most horrible music.
Yeah, I have to agree.
So, you know, get somebody who's good and writes good music and play good music or cover music, and nothing better than that. Unless you really are a great composer. Find a good composer, because you have the delivery, and that's what makes it work. I know Frank Sinatra, nobody ever delivered a song any better than he did, but I don't think he ever wrote a song. If he did, I don't know. But Josie, can you tell everyone how to learn a little bit more about you and to hear your music? You have a website?
Definitely, yes. I have a website. It's josiemilner.com, JoseyMilner. And there you get to see pictures and listen to my music and see where I'm going to be at next and all that fun stuff.
And you are a beautiful girl, I might add, so I recommend everyone go to josiemilner.com, JoseyMilner, and you'll see Josie and you'll be able to hear some of her music, and she's really good. And I think she's got a brilliant, wonderful career ahead of her.
Well, thank you.
Josie, thank
you. And also,
yes, dear.
On my website, I have my links to all my other social media, my Facebook, my Twitter, my YouTube, and all of that, too.
Well,
I got to throw that in there real quick.
Perfect. So everybody go to josiemilner.com. Josie, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, buyyourtimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME. Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, buyyourtimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME. Stay tuned for our weekly segment with Jason Dowd presenting his Holly Weird Report.
Following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Dowd Hollyweird Report and Strange News from Around the World. I'm Jason Dowd, the engineer on this week's Crazy Train. First, let me start off by having everyone look out the window to your left. There you will see the train wreck that we call Justin Bieber. Yes, believers, he's made headline news again, and this time it's for drugs. U.S. Border Patrol stopped the fleet of Bieber's touring buses coming across the Ambassador Bridge from Ontario, Canada into Detroit when they found marijuana and paraphernalia on one of his buses. Luckily for JB, the weed wasn't on the bus he was on. Now, in defense of JB and all the believers out there, what music entourage isn't associated with weed in some way, shape, or form? However, this one's a little bit more serious because Justin is underage. Now, weed is illegal for everyone no matter what age you are, but it's particularly bad when you're touring with a teenager and you're carrying these drugs with you. If this isn't JB's, it sets a real bad example for him. And maybe that's why he's been seen peeing in mop buckets at clubs and other crazy antics that keep getting him headline news. This does concern me because earlier this year, Justin was photographed with what looked like a joint in his mouth that he was smoking. He apologized for his actions, but it's these actions that keep getting him negative press. JB, you have little impressionable girls looking up to you. They want to be you. They want to act like you. So whatever you're going to do, they're going to mimic you. So think before you act, okay? And parents, we really need to teach our children that this is not the role model we want for them. And tell them why. Now, let me get on to Jessica Simpson. Jessica Simpson found out this week that her TV show Fashion Star was canceled just after 2 seasons. However, this is going to hardly be a blip on her screen because her clothing line had powerful sales even before the show started, and they will continue to do so even after the show. And I'll tell you why. Why? Because she is an American woman. She is a typical American woman. Because A, she's not a twig, B, her clothes are not outrageous, C, they are stylish for women of all shapes and sizes, and D, it's something you won't see on a Lady Gaga video. So don't think this is the end of Simpson just because you might not see her on TV anytime soon. And now we all know about The Real Housewives, a popular Bravo reality show that follows real-life rich women around and film their daily lives. Well, Teresa from Real Housewives New Jersey is in some serious hot water. She was charged with her husband Giuseppe, better known as Joe, on 39 counts of fraud and tax evasion charges, which include bankruptcy fraud, false statements on loan applications, bank fraud, and conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud. These are not little charges, people. Her husband Joe hasn't filed tax returns in 2004 and in 2008, illegally earning $1 million. Folks, I gotta tell ya, I am completely shocked that something like this would happen in New Jersey. I mean, look at what Jersey offers. You got Chris Christie, you got Atlantic City Gambling, you got the Mafia, it's the dumping ground for New York's trash, and yes, they even have the Jets. I mean, need I say more? These are some pretty impressive things, people. I mean, with stuff like this, it's shocking that anyone there would even consider something like this. Now, Teresa and Joe are expected to plead not guilty. Another shocker. I mean, it's not like there's a paper trail to them, to these deeds and everything that they've done. But if there is, and I'm pretty sure there is, they can always use the defense, "That's not my bag, baby." Or a true New York defense, "I plead the fifth. Forget about it." Now for some sad news. We have yet another death. Country music legend Loretta Lynn lost her 64-year-old daughter, Betty Sue Lynn, to complications with emphysema. Our heartfelt condolences go out to Loretta and her entire family. Now, are you guys ready for some crazy news from around the world? I am, so get ready to laugh. First, we're going to go to dumb criminal number one from Port St. Lucie, Florida. Eric Brown got into a domestic dispute with his stepbrother, who is arguing with Brown's mother and demanding that she give him the burrito that she bought from Taco Bell for him. The whining completely upset Brown, who grabbed his stepbrother's burrito and used it to assault him by throwing it in his stepbrother's face. Brown said that he was getting upset that his stepbrother was disrespecting his mother the way he was. Now, shockingly, there was no injury sustained except for a severely bruised ego, which doctors say will make a full recovery. The teen told police that he was fearful of living with Brown because of further violence may occur. So they did come and arrest Brown on a domestic charge. Now, come on. I can understand why the police arrested him. Next time, he may use a sharp-edged taco from Taco Bell. Or, instead of pepper spray, he may even use the legal concoction of hot sauce. And if this was a Taco Bell and a KFC venture, they may have decided to get some KFC too. So, you know, Brown may have been able to use that 32 herbs and spices, finger-licking good chicken leg to beat him senseless. However, I don't see this as abuse, folks. I think Brown saved him, honestly, because the only abuse his stepbrother would have sustained from that burrito is if he ate it, because it would have destroyed his stomach, and probably everybody else around him for a couple hours. Now, let me take a trip to St. Louis, Missouri, where there is a substitute teacher from Kears Mill Elementary School who looked for new ways to shock her way into popularity. And let me tell you, she found it. This substitute teacher brought a taser into school and decided to test it in an empty fifth grade classroom. The teacher must have realized the awesomeness that the stun gun posed, and she was probably sick of being treated so badly. I mean, you know how everybody treats substitute teachers. So she went into an empty classroom to take out her transgressions in a mock recreation of her day. It's what she wished she could do, I'm sure. But let's try to recreate what was going on in that classroom. I'm going to play the teacher. Timmy, stop throwing spitballs at the board and your classmates. What did you just say? Oh, no, you didn't just say that. You need to stop what you're doing right now, mister, or you're going to be in trouble. Oh, I absolutely can tell you what to do. Yes, I am your main teacher until the other teacher comes back from her court-ordered timeout. Don't you take that tone with me, young man. Yes, you do need an attitude adjustment. What do I plan on doing about it? Well, say hello to this little friend.
Don't take me, bro!
Okay, class, now where were we? Oh, yes, multiplication. Yes, Susie? Yes, I know he's flopping on the floor, but he will be fine in just a few minutes. I promise you, just pay no attention to him. Yes, Rachel? Yes, you can solve the problem. You don't want to solve the problem? Okay, then what's your question? Oh, yes, I do know he peed on himself. He will be fine. Nobody laugh at him for that. He could not help him. And that, folks, is when the principal came running into the room and disturbed that teacher's happy time. The substitute teacher was fired, and it doesn't look promising that she will ever work in the school system again, which is good. It seems like she was a walking time bomb ready to explode. At least she never had the chance to use it on a child, nor were there any kids in the classroom when she decided to set it off, because I'm sure they could have been seriously injured. Well, everyone, that's this week's crazy news from Hollyweird and beyond. As we pull into the station, remember that this train departs every week, so come back and see us next week for yet another fun adventure. Till then, have a good week, and remember, create your star of fame, not your star of shame, because I have no problem.
That's all, folks.